everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And making this video today because I am going to basically grunt speak in basic layman's grunt terms what is going on today with the culture war. And I am going to call this Culture War 101. Now, we have seen this huge, crazy clusterfuck of our media and our corporations and even almost all the schools out there basically hating the United States and attacking the institutions and people who love the country and would like to see it continue on as it was. And it is quite literally turning very, very hot, meaning at some point, if this continues, it is going to erupt in violence.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
I'm sure you've heard the media and the governments and everyone saying, oh, it's the radical right that's going to do all this violence. Oh, Lord, the end of the world. Even though we saw BLM and Antifa burn entire sections of cities to the ground. They basically hijacked the police and the institutions that were designed to keep that from happening. And quite frankly, it was getting out of hand. And I have sources that are telling me said groups are stockpiling equipment and doing real-world direct action training. Now, I don't have a solid source that I can actually show you people. I can only tell you what I'm hearing from the people who communicate with me on the regular. I also sent out a Pops Preppers newsletter with a couple of manuals attached. And one of those manuals is actually being circulated within those communities. Just so you know, this is a real deal. All right, now, a lot of you are confused with exactly what is going on. And one of the reasons for your confusion is you still believe the fairy tale that the media is honest and is going to tell you exactly what's going on in the world. And quite frankly, the media used to be a checks and balances for insanity taking place within our government. Well, that's gone now. All you have is independent guys like me. There's Tim Pool, and then you have the Daily Wire, who are willing to say the things that need to be said, irregardless of the consequences and fear and what have you. Now, the left has got to where they are with some simple, effective psyops and psychological operations. Now, the main tools that the left is using are labeling, blaming, shaming, doxing, and isolating you. All right? Now, the reason they label you is they want a target put on your back for all of the other fruits and twigs and berries that are rolling around out there. All right. They blame you to turn you into a villain to give said individuals a reason to pursue you and attack you. Right, next, they use the shame. They use that tactic to try to get you to shut your mouth so their narrative can rise to the top and take dominance. Number four, they dox you. So they have put a target on your back, and then they give the actual instructions to where you can be found and what your house looks like. And I know this is frowned upon, and people are going to say, Pop, that doesn't happen. Bullshit. It's happening all the time. And five, one of the main reasons they do the other four is simply to isolate you. So you have no backup. You have no friends or resources to defend yourself. Okay, now a lot of you are looking at the diagram behind me, and I'm going to go through that. I tried to dumb it down as simple as I can so the basic grunt out there can understand exactly what I'm trying to say here. All right, now here we have the left, and you have the right. Now, roughly, let's just say for argument's sake, you have 20% of the gross population on the left and 20% of the gross population on the right. That leaves you 60% in the middle, which are basically the masses. Now, the key to the culture war is to influence this block to move in the direction you want it to. And ideally, the left wanted the masses to get on their side, which has failed monumentally. I'm going to prove it here in a moment. Okay, because historically speaking, this is a typical strategy used by nefarious minds out there. They literally get the masses to move in their direction using their tools and the things they want the masses to do, and they quite literally crush everything. Okay, now the left has been successful at doing this roughly 2016 to 2020-ish, and it has fallen apart after the crazy ice cream social that I'm not allowed to talk about on YouTube. Okay, now how they do this? You have 20%. You have a very small percentage of that 20% who is adamantly and extremely vocal. What that is a huge screen of concealment. They are trying to fool the corporations, big tech, and media that they are basically represent the majority. But nothing could be further from the truth. All right. How many times if we have whole lists of corporations who donated money to BLM and Antifa, and quite literally are all on board with moving the trans strip clubs into the schools because it's for education, when in reality it is basically ooming with a G. There's no reason for young children to be exposed to that in any way, shape, or form, especially with their undeveloped minds, for any other purpose than to move them in the direction they want these children to move. Okay, that is, in my opinion, egregious. And the parents and the families of the Western world are waking up to it, and they're starting to push back. All right, we have big tech. There's no hiding this anymore. Big tech has been colluded by the government to step on your necks. All right. I've already been banned from using PayPal and Venmo with no explanation given, and my producer was caught in the crossfire just because of association. His accounts were terminated as well, despite the fact that PayPal enjoys FDIC insurance, which is paid for by the tax dollars. So you have a financial institution bowing to the small vocal individuals on the left, and quite literally are taking, you know, financial resources from anyone on the right and in the middle who they deem as an enemy. Okay, and next we have the media. It is no secret that the mainstream media is owned by 6 corporations, and dare I say, soon that number might shrink to 4. All right? There needs to be a oversight look at this to break these companies up, because quite literally, you are not getting the truth. You're not being told about current things going on in the world. You are being told, you are being told elevator music. It's being piped in to keep you calm and docile. The truth is dangerous, but the modified truth that doesn't really appear to be so bad, but it is manageable, there you go. All right, so you have a small group up here, which is influencing everything else here. All right, but now we're seeing the fact that the masses have not fallen for this. Why is that? Because they're voting with their feet and their goddamn wallets. Right there. Okay? How many times have we had huge movies tank? And now we have networks rearranging and laying people off. CNN used to be a premier information source, you know, for the first and second Gulf Wars. And literally, they don't have the audience to fill up a bingo hall today because the masses have caught on. We're being fed lies. You're being manipulated with propaganda, you know, left, right, and center. All right? And you got the news. I mean, they're a lie now. You can't believe anything they say. Even Fox News, in my opinion, is a controlled opposition. All right. And next you have the woke failures. And we're going to see this because I'm going to make a prediction that Disney is going to have to file for some type of bankruptcy protection in the next 2 to 3 years because the masses are they're not going to the parks anymore, or they're cutting way back because it's ludicrously expensive. And Disney was shut down for the lockdowns. So one would think if your business was hurt so badly from the lockdowns that you would move over to the right. But what did Disney do? They doubled down with the LGBTQ LOL 101 thing when Florida decided to pass legislation into law to limit the age of the children who are getting oomed with a G. All right. You have, I mean, you can look it up online. There's whole lists of companies and corporations who donated billions, if not hundreds of million dollars, to BLM and other Antifa causes. All right. This message is for the people in the middle and to the right. We are beyond boycotts now. All right. It is time to scale this up to a mancot, meaning you don't ever do business with any of the companies or corporations who are all about destroying the United States and its way of living. All right. They need to be stomped out of existence by starving them off the vine. And you can do that by not buying their products or supporting them at all ever again. All right. We're talking Disney. Chase Manhattan, the bank Chase has been neutralizing and kicking people off of their resources based on nothing, all right, because they're a private company and they could do that, despite that they enjoy the fact they get FDIC insurance as well. There's a problem here. We need to call all of our state representatives, our senators, our congressmen, whomever, and get them to take action against these companies. Perhaps maybe they should be labeled as not American companies and taxed at a foreign rate until they implode or something else comes along to replace them that is much better. All right. Same goes for PayPal. Everyone watching this should delete the app PayPal from your phone. Get rid of Venmo. All right. Not only do they charge egregious fees for using their services, but they will literally terminate business with you for no reason at all or wrong think. Okay? That is the culture war that has taken place today. Culture War 101. But the good news is this. The right is now organizing. They're putting tools in place. And it's just a matter of time, hopefully, knock on wood, before they can take some action and we can take our pound of flesh from all of the companies and corporations who made this fucking possible.